from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
We have a very special guest on the program. As we mentioned, movers and shakers. Yes. This is former Duck and former NFL star Alex Molden.
Yes.
From PDXYZ. What is up?
What's going on? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Can you hear us okay in that headset there?
I cannot hear you.
Oh, you can't. Okay, here, let me. How about a little bit of that? How about a little bit of that?
No.
Okay, can you hear us talking since we're so close to you?
I can hear you talking.
There you go. Yeah. Then we'll just go
we'll
with
just
that.
Do, okay. We'll just do
that's
that.
Cool. That's cool.
Sorry about that. Now, you, so 1994, Pac-10 title.
Yep.
1995, Rose Bowl, right?
Yep, that's right.
That was kind of the start. I mean, I wouldn't say the start because the program had been along. That was the start of the rise of Oregon football.
I would say so. I would think so.
Because I was coming out of high school in 96.
Oh, man.
And I remember, I remember the recruitment and all that. And I always talk about that, Oregon was that program that people were starting to talk about. The indoor facility was the only one of its kind on the West Coast. It was... You were starting to see the foundation of Oregon starting to do things differently than the rest of the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, it starts with the type of players that you get, right? We start to get better athletes. And, where before they would just get athletes from the West Coast, from California, from Washington, from Oregon. But I think, with their rise and it started to be on TV more, you started to get more cats like myself from in the Midwest, from Colorado, from Texas, to start to look at the Oregon Ducks and say, man, I can see myself playing there. And then along with the facilities, right, because, back in the day, they just opened up the Casanova Center, which was the biggest weight room in the Pac-10. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's where I'm going to live. They got a new weight room. I'm all in.
People don't realize, again, we're kind of in that same era, just a few years older than me, people don't understand how bad some of the facilities, even at places like Washington, that they, if you saw by today's standards what was commonplace at USC, at UW, certainly at Oregon State, Washington State, they were dreadful. At BYU. Embarrassing. And Oregon was the first of its kind on the West Coast that spent money on that, and it sounds like that was one of the things that attracted you.
Absolutely. It was an investment that they made. And before I got there, their strength and conditioning facility was underneath the stadium. And so it was like in a little closet, dark room, it just wasn't.
And Washington State's
had some weird prong one where it was like you literally climbed a ladder to get to the second floor.
Is that right?
It was in Bowler Gym, and it was so small that there was like you could take like a ladder up to the second floor because not everything fit on one floor.
Wow.
And that was there all through the 90s.
Oh, that's crazy.
Could you have envisioned what Oregon has become now? They're in the Big Ten.
They're the Big Ten.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
Are you now Big Ten legend?
I mean, you know what? I would like that. That's pretty dope. Well,
Katie Ledecky, the U.S. swimmer.
Yes.
The ACC put up a thing on like the ACC network or whatever, like promoting her as one of their own. And she went to, I think she went to Stanford.
That's right.
But they're
I'm with
Stanford
it.
Is now in the ACC. So Katie Ledecky is now ACC great. So you
so
are technically
telling me
Big Ten
I'm going to be a legend in the Pac-10 and the Big Ten?
And the Big
yes.
Ten.
You are Big Ten legend.
Let's go. I like you guys.
So what are you? You're a motivational speaker now?
Inspirational speech speaker. I speak on leadership. I don't I put it like this. Like once I learn exactly what leadership is, which is influence, right? And you influence people by a number of different things, right? Your relationships. The way that you speak, right? Your character, your ability, your success, also your failures, mm-hmm. right? So there's 10 different influencers that I speak on, and I speak from something that I know a lot about. That's my life, right? And so playing in college, playing in the NFL, doing something that only 3% of NFL players do, play 8 years or more, and I've seen these different things of influence. And so I took that and then I started to look at my own life outside of football and start to see, like, how do I influence my children? Right. Me and my wife, we have 8 kids. One of them is in the NFL.
Titans, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. And so it's like, OK, how do we influence if it's foundational? Right. So meaning I can talk about leadership on the football field, in the corporate corporate boardroom, I can talk to it at Starbucks or wherever, then that's foundational. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I teach other leaders because it's not something that's taught, right? Because when you're in the corporate world, you're there for a number of years and then you just move up this corporate ladder and you have more responsibilities of leading others, but they're not really taught how to lead.
100%.
They come, you know, different styles of leadership, but not exactly what leadership is.
Yeah, this is Alex Molden. It's interesting. Were you always a leader? Did you get that in football? Were you that in football? Or is this something you have cultivated after football?
It's something I cultivated afterwards. I would say to a certain point, right, because in sports, what happens is the kid who has the most ability or who's the fastest, they're the leader. They're the captain, yeah. right? But what if that kid who has all this ability, what if he's a jerk to other teammates or his opponent? What if he doesn't talk, right? I was that guy. Like, I wasn't the big talker. Like, most guys in the locker room, you know who the leaders are just by how they talk. I wasn't like that. And until, like, my junior year at Oregon where I started to, like, understand, okay, now because of my success, there's more eyes looking at me and how I go about my business. Man, there's more people looking at me and following me because they want what I have, that success. Mm-hmm. So then I started to kind of learn a little bit about leadership, you know, starting my junior year at Oregon. And then I started to really look at it a little bit deeper when I finished playing or in the NFL, but then even more when I finished playing. And I was like, man, there's a lot of folks that really don't know what this leadership is. They put styles on it and say that I'm this type of style, right? And it's like that still misses the point. You got to understand exactly what it is because you got to be intentional with it, right?
So true. Yeah. It's so true. We don't tell enough, particularly young people, we don't tell them that they're leaders, right? If you just, because you could, a young person or a team member or some, you know, my son, whatever, could exhibit leadership qualities, but they don't know that they're a leader. They don't know that people are looking at them differently than they're watching the other kids or whatever. We have to do a better job of telling people, hey, you're a leader.
Yeah.
And then once you know that, then that's when it becomes intentional. It's like, oh, I am, and I realize that, and now I can learn different yeah. ways to do it better.
Yeah, and then it's all about, like, so now, because I know what helped me have success playing football was I practiced, right? And you practice something intentionally because you can tell it, man, you need to be a better leader. But what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Well, this is where it shows up. And so I use my phone. I use the internet to show my kids, especially my one, you know, the one who's going to be a sophomore in high school. He's a great athlete. But I show him different things from Twitter or X. And I saw him, Is that leadership? Tell me more about that. Because this one guy, he says something in a fit of anger to a media folks, and then the next day he's apologizing. Why is that? Did he make a decision based off of emotions? Because intuition is the most powerful influencer when it comes to leading. And so you got to be aware of these things.
Yeah, I've not never thought about that once. And all the time that you put in becoming an athlete, I've never once thought about learning to be a leader. I get every team that I was on just always had someone. There's, you know, in a room
probably
full,
the best athlete.
Yeah, and in a room full, it's funny. You walk into a locker room, whether it's college, the NFL, and you're a room full of men, and usually alpha men.
Yep.
There's still one or two that are different, and it's funny. People just know.
Yeah.
And you are so right, and that they're not always the best people, but there's naturally, you know, and I don't know exactly. Sometimes it is just simply just being the best player or the, you know, the quarterback. But yeah, it's I've never given any thought about how do you become. How do you become a better version of that? Because I've just have always been around, I don't know, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
And the way he set, you see it, he sets the tone in the locker room, he sets the tone on the field. And you're right, it's not always the best tone.
Ain't always the best tone. And that's how you can change a culture.
Yeah.
Change it to be negative or positive. Yeah. And there's two different types of leadership, right? There's positional leadership, which, you know, a quarterback. That's a position of leadership. A linebacker, the point guard. Yeah. Or maybe the CEO at a company, right? They're in a position of leadership, but that's not the that's not the best. That's just a position. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad, he's my dad. He's in a position of leadership, but we didn't have the greatest relationship. I was scared to death of him. You know what I'm saying? He's a drill sergeant. Mm-hmm. And so when I started to look at man relationships, all the people who was in leadership positions, the ones that I really looked up to, what type of relationship did they have with me and others around me? Man, they got to know us. They got to know, like, what we was good at. They get feedback in a positive way. They made us feel, you know, like, accepted. They made us feel valuable. So it's not just position, right? It's not just about the position, but it's about the relationship.
Who were the guys that you learned that from?
Man, best coach I ever had, his name is Willie Shaw, David Shaw's father.
Oh, okay.
Used to coach the Stanford Cardinal, right?
One of my favorite people we've ever covered.
David Shaw's a great
David Shaw was amazing.
David Shaw, right? Yeah. So his dad was one of the persons who really started to lean on me and push me. He only coached me for 1 year, and he gave me such valuable information that was foundational, meaning once I stopped playing football, I still use those same things that he coached us on to help me become a better father, become a better husband, become a better leader and wherever I went. So I learned different things from him. That's number one. Another great leader was Junior Seau. Mm. Because the thing that we coach on is, remember, the practice, right? Practice is intentional practice is the most important thing you can do to help you become better at whatever.
At
right?
anything.
And so how he practiced, the thing about him, along with Jerry Rice, because I got a chance to work with him in the offseason, my rookie year, for 6 months straight. But the difference between him, Junior Seau, and Drew Brees, LaDainian Tomlinson, is you didn't know if it was March and we at this, you know, we have a spring practice, right, mini camp, or if it was we're making a push in the playoffs. The practice looked exactly the same. There was no, like, letdown because we're playing this team that's not good, or, you know, we're in preseason, we're not going serious, just tone it down. No, those guys, it was intense from here to here. Mm-hmm. It looked exactly the same. And so I started to learn more about, like, how important practicing who you want to be. I learned it from those guys. And I said, man, if that's foundational, I can take that in any environment.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, brings us back to PDXYZ.
That's right.
You're talking to hundreds of people up there, and it's a great message to disseminate. I wonder, and by the way, this is Alex Molden, former Duck, NFL. I wonder how you tailor that. You said you have kids, but the new generation.
Yeah.
They think differently. They're different. They have a different world than when you and I grew up.
Yeah.
So how do you tailor your leadership message to what to them and what they think. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
how they feel.
Yeah, I think with them, they are influenced differently than we were back in the day. You know, looking at them and what really moves them and pushes them is this. You know, my phone is in my pocket, but is that? You know, they spend a lot of time on the phone, and it's not really face to face. So they're not really too much concerned about relationships right now. And you want to be, I much rather be intentional with creating relationships now when I don't need them. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a time, and it happens to athletes all the time, right? They have these opportunities to create these relationships. These relationships are handed to them, or they're available to them, where, you know, you and I, they won't pick up the phone. But these collegiate and pro athletes, man, they can make a phone call. They can have the CEO or the president of this, whatever. They'll pick up the phone just to create, you know, just to talk. And so, but when they're done, right, when they're done playing, that window closes. Mm-hmm. Not too many people are going to pick in those high places are going to pick up the phone.
Right.
So it's like teaching them, like, man, hey, you got to know who you are. That's number one. You got to know your own character, which is a huge influencer, who you are. And then understand relationships. And it's better to, you know, to start them early when you don't need them, where you just get to know people, man, how they function, how they work, what made them have success. You know what I'm saying? Like, get to know them on that level, man. Then they're more likely to keep that relationship when you might need them down the road.
How much further ahead is Elijah than you were at this point? Like, wait, is he 2 years into the NFL now?
This is fourth.
This is fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 years. God, it goes by fast.
It does.
How much further ahead was he as kind of, I don't know, just savvier, all this stuff versus you? Because you guys kind of went the same path, although, you know, UW.
I know.
That hurt just a bit?
A little bit.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Right. Well, it all depends what you're talking about. Like, on a personal, like, how he makes decisions is so much better than me.
I was going to say, it sounds like, I mean, the wisdom that you're able to give him, you know, having gone through college, NFL, all these lessons you've learned, you were able to pass down to him at a much younger age when you kind of had to figure this out on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was like, you know, when he started to show an interest in football, so I knew that was the carrot. Yeah. But I never wanted to, it was never about chasing the dream of playing in the NFL. It was more like, how can I use this thing that he has with his athleticism, the want to, the drive, how can I first use this to help him become a better person? So I started to, like, challenge him. And when he did things that didn't align with how me and my wife parent, I would check him on it right away. And I would threaten to take football away from him or any other sport, because he was a good athlete, period. So I started to use that as a tool to really get what I want. I want him to be a well-adjusted young man when he stops playing sports.
Right.
I want him to be able to overcome setbacks and failure. Right. And that's not really taught. So I would use these different things that happen in sports. You know, you get beat for a touchdown, you lose a game, your girlfriend dumps you, you skin up your knee, and I would just watch him and, you know, let him use the things that we've taught him to make his, go about the decision and live with it. And then I would give, like, hey, so why did you make that decision? What
Talk
did you see?
It. Yeah, after the fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did you see?
Yeah.
How do you think that can, could you have done that a little bit better? I don't know. So for me, it's not about him, you know, doing this thing, because what he does is not who he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I got trapped in that. I thought I was going to be a football player forever. And when it stopped, I was lost. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what type of impact I had. I didn't know what I liked. I like playing golf. Yeah. And I like my love, my family. Other than that, that was it.
Yeah.
And the structure's all gone.
Yes.
I mean, you spent 20 years of your life having everything laid out. And I know a lot of guys that when they get done playing, that's one of the hardest things is, what do? I wake up and I don't have anywhere to go. You have no more purpose.
Yeah.
Because your whole life, everyone has said, you are a football player. You even get introduced. I remember growing up, it was a weird thing to me, but I realized one day that no matter who introduces me, parents, and I know they're doing it out of love, but it was always, this is Jason, this is my son, he's a football player.
Yeah.
And it's weird when that's all you've been introduced as your whole life, and then you realize one day that's not your identity anymore, and it's tough.
Well, here's the thing, because it's a platform, right? It's what your platform is, what you do. So, you know, for many times, and, you know, it'll happen tomorrow when I go and speak. It's going to happen, hey, you know, former NFL player. And it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. Long as I get to use it how I want to.
Right.
That's not, you know. Yeah. But you can introduce me like that if it elevates me.
Yeah.
And it gets me like, oh, people looking at me differently in a positive way, then yeah. But, you know, it can't just be like.
It can't define you.
Yes, it can't define you.
Well, what if they say Big Ten legend Alex Mobley?
They can use that. Like Big Ten, as long as it and Pac-10.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, it was a great lesson on leadership there. Great talk.
Yeah.
And where are you living now?
I'm in West Lynn.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, I'm around, man. Yeah, okay. I'm around playing a little golf, coaching clients. And,
good deal.
Doing my speaking. Yeah. Wrote a book.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
what's it called?
Yeah.
Give that a little plug.
Oh, I love it. Well, it's called The Ultimate Playbook for High Achievement.
Okay.
And so it talks about leadership, and it's for not just athletes, you know, it's for all people who really want to understand, like, what is leadership? How do you use it? How do you practice it? And, you know, there's a little Q&A, Q&A section after each chapter. You know, I want to give insights.
Cool. Well, it's a great message. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Keep spreading it. Alex Molden, I have to call you former Duck. NFL.
That's cool.
And Big Ten legend joining us. Thank you
Father
very much.
Father to a Washington Husky.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to take that dig. I remember when he committed, I was like, ooh. That's got to hurt a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Hurt.
Did you push him at all to Oregon? Towards Oregon?
Man, I was trying to. Honestly, not everybody noticed, but the dude is like, he's 4.0 student. Yeah. I want him to go to Stanford.
Yeah.
I want him to go to Stanford. Yeah. Oregon, I knew at the time it wasn't the right fit for him and what he wanted. It comes down to culture. Washington had the culture with Coach Peterson. You know, I know him. I know what type of man he is.
Great.
So it was the right fit at the time.
Who was the Oregon coach at that time then? That would have been
Helfrich.
Helfrich.
I was like, I told him, I said, look, if you choose Oregon, that's great.
You're not going to be here.
Don't choose it from that coach because he ain't going to be here.
But now Oregon would get him no problem because just dropped that bag on the table with the NIL. They're not losing
among
to Washington.
Other things, they got facilities. They're winning. They got, you know, that coach ain't going nowhere. Fingers crossed.
That's
true. Right?
That's true. They got a good thing going.
Yeah, they do got a good thing on. Yeah.
All right. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Great talking to you guys, too. I appreciate it.
The legend, Alex Molden. We're back with the Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.